The good news is that Pasua, who was kicked out recently under controversial circumstances and reinstated following a public outcry and ministerial intervention, is about to sign a contract with the Football Federation. Pasua and Zifa were not at liberty to discuss the details of the contract, though the Warriors' mentor indicated that he's currently looking into the contract handed over to him a few days ago. He did not have a contract under the Kadbeduele-led Zifa board, which was booted out of office 3 months ago and replaced by one led by businessman Philip Chiangwa, following accusations of failing to properly run soccer in Zimbabwe. Meanwhile, for the first time in years, Zimbabwe's Warriors are enjoying life in camp with no complaints over accommodation and food or non-payment of allowances. All the players called are in camp with the exception of goalkeeper Takaba Mawai of Wange, who has returned home due to a shoulder injury, and teenage Hadebe of Islanders, who has been excused to attend to his sick mother. The Warriors are in camp preparing for the 2016 African Nations Championships Orochan, which will run in Rwanda from January 16 to February 7. There is so much happiness and unity in camp that Captain Danny Piri, who has not been training due to an injury, is promising that the Warriors will this time around reach the final or probably bring the trophy back home.
I would like to promise them that we'll go through to the finals this time.
Even coach Kalisto Pasua is a happy man after receiving his dues as a fulfillment of a promise made by Zifa president Philip Chiangwa during his election time.
What Zifa requires at the moment is somebody where we shall to be able to first and foremost ensure that the contract signed by footballers are honored, that they are paid on time, that the coaches are paid on time.
Just like his captain, Pasua is confident that the Warriors will negotiate their way from their group stages and go all the way to the final.
Last team that played in the Chan, we went all the way to the semi-finals, and we want to do better than that.
As part of their preparations, Chiangwa says they've arranged a friendly match against neighbors Mozambique at a date still to be announced. He told the players to compensate their loss of participation in the 2018 World Cup with a good show in Pan-African football, adding that Zifa on their part will do their best.
I missed out on the 2018 competition, so this is our only way of consoling ourselves, and we've got to do the best that we can. I trust that you can see they're practicing, and the coach is there with his full team there. I believe they have satisfied themselves right now that they should train and compensate the 2018 loss.
The last time the Warriors were African Nations Championships, the Zimbabweans finished fourth behind winners Libya, runners-up Ghana, and third place Nigeria in South Africa in 2014. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.